please visit anywhenanywhere.com for more information about this program. Welcome to what very well may be one of the shortest podcasts you listen to this week. We're going to have to duck out, as they say, of our responsibilities and not bring you a show, only because we are guesting on a number of other programs in and around today's show date release. And so we can't actually bring you a full new show. A lot is happening. A lot's going on. It's a bit of a jungle out there. So instead, I thought I would offer you some new music, stuff you haven't heard on the program before, stuff that I've been making, part of my new group that I'm in, the Olsen Twins Ghostlight Ensemble, which is going to be performing live quite a bit in the upcoming weeks, months, and etc. And so I thought that today I'd do just a little bit of something I don't normally do, which is plug some shows, let you know what's coming up, and then play some music for you and call it a night. I know this is kind of lame, it's a little bit less than what you're used to, but you're getting 6 bonus hours of podcasts and radio this week. So I'm kind of whipped. This is all I got the energy for. Sorry, dudes. Anyway, if you are listening to this in real time when it is released, then tonight on KWVA in Eugene, Oregon, please tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to actually have a live mini Mutations performance on Notes from the Underground with DJ Abulika. And then there's going to be a Ghost House tribute DJ set, which is going to basically prepare everybody for the excellent Ghost House celebration that happens in Eugene on Saturday, January 11th. So tonight, January 7th, you can get a taste of it, and then January 11th, come on out. DJ Marshmallow and a couple others are going to be spinning some tunes and helping you dance the night away. And so we'll hopefully have some links all over the interwebatron about what's going on. Now, January 8th at the Space Concert Club in Salem, Oregon, the Olsen Twins Ghostlight Ensemble, our debut performance in this alignment and this arrangement. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come and check us out. That's what you're hearing right now as I speak. And there's a lot more of it coming up. So please tune in. Enjoy. It's going to be super fun. I think you're going to like what happens. Then, on January 19th, back in Eugene, I'm doing a little bit of a program with Dendra Bloodbath. Yes, it's super fun to be able to help be the local support, as it were, for shows like that. And I have fun being that guy. And I want to help out as much as I can for people who are on tour. And so, it's super cool, super fun, very neat to be able to do this. So, Old Nick's Pub, January 19th. This is going to be a late show. It starts after 10 o'clock, but we're going to have Pastel Dynasty and Dendra Bloodbath on tour, and I'm going to be the local support. That should be super fun. I enjoy both of those acts. That's as a mini Mutations performance, by the way. Then, moving on to January 24th in Eugene at the Rooted Space Yoga Studio. There's going to be a bit of a jazz show with the Olsen Twins, Ghostlight Ensemble, and a few other acts. This is one of those programs that Ellen Clowden has been putting together, and she's been really doing some cool things lately. I'm quite excited about the direction that those shows are going in and the work that she's doing. So, hopefully you'll be able to make it out to that. Kind of looking forward and looking ahead, you know how it is. There's always something on the horizon. And, at Interzone, February 22nd. This is going to be a little bit of a different kind of thing. But yeah, I am going to be performing as part of a film fest. A little 5-minute movie that I made is going to be in this film festival. I'm kind of excited. I haven't done much of this kind of stuff before. I do make movies and videos, so that is something I'm excited to do. But I've never actually entered one yet, in a thing where it was kind of announced in advance and people could come and see. So, Interzone in Corvallis, Oregon, February 22nd. I'm going to be participating in that little film fest there. Keep an eye out for that, if that's your bag, as it were. And then February 29th, we are actually having a bit of a show in Portland, Oregon for the Olsen Twins Ghostlight Ensemble, and this is what I'm affectionately calling our Leap Day program. It's going to be at No Fun. It's going to start a little bit late. Doug Theriault, Wally Shoup, they're on the bill. I mean, it's going to be something else. That's what the buzz is, as they say. So, if you're kind of into that scene, I recommend checking it out. So again, that is Wally Shoup and friends, Halfbird, and then us on the bill. It's 3 acts. Wally Shoup's group contains Doug Theriault and Don Schiavarini, I believe is how you say that. Boy, man, I feel really embarrassed when I can't pronounce names like that. But should be a blast. Really looking forward to it. So that's on Leap Day, February 29th. Oh man, this is one of those things where like you don't realize how much there is until you try to sit down and actually look at what there is. So there's a lot happening. I think we got one or two more things on the horizon here. In April. That is correct. Let me one moment here while I get the right information in front of me, because you're going to want to know about this show. Yeah, that's right. April 25th at Interzone Cafe, the Olsen Twins are going to be performing for Corvallis. So that's a lot of stuff that I threw at you. Hopefully there's going to be some links in the show notes that you can look at and kind of get to know what's happening. So, Olsen Twins and Mini Mutations taking some action in 2020. Yes, the music you're hearing right now is a sample of what our music is like. The Olsen Twins Ghost Light Ensemble, I should say, because we are more than just the twins. Check this out, get to know it, and enjoy it. I'm sorry there's not a more complete program this week, but we're doing the best we can with what we got, and tune in next week. We'll be back with a Mid-Valley Mutations episode, and then after that we're gonna get back to the regular WTBC schedule. What can I say? You guys are wonderful, you guys are beautiful, and without you there would be no program. We'll be seeing you. Thank you.
WTBC, anyone, anyone, from our house to yours.